The leaders of the U.S. intelligence community were on Capitol Hill today. They briefed lawmakers on what they consider to be the greatest global threats facing the country. It's a ritual performed every year before the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. This year, CIA Director George Tenet, FBI Director Robert Mueller, and Defense Intelligence Agency Chief Lowell Jacoby all delivered the same verdict, that al-Qaeda remains the most pressing danger. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
George Tenet kicked off the testimony today with a blunt assessment. Al-Qaeda is not defeated, and catastrophic attacks on the scale of September 11th remain within its reach. FBI Director Mueller added that al-Qaeda could still strike the U.S. with little or no warning.
There are strong indications that al-Qaeda will revisit missed targets until they succeed, such as they did with the World Trade Center. And the list of missed targets now includes both the White House as well as the Capitol.
Mueller and Tenet both cited al-Qaeda's efforts to acquire weapons of mass destruction as cause for concern. Mueller referred to the discovery of ricin in Europe, Tenet to an al-Qaeda program to produce anthrax. And Tenet hinted that even American success in the war against terror can breed new challenges. He said strikes against al-Qaeda's leadership have transformed it into a loose collection of regional networks.
As al-Qaeda reels from our blows, other extremist groups within the movement it influenced have become the next wave of terrorist threat. Dozens of such groups exist.
At least one of those groups, Ansar al-Islam, is trying to wreak havoc inside post-war Iraq, Tenet said. He added that he's concerned about Iraqi and foreign fighters linking up to share knowledge and training. But he noted that intelligence work has provided a good understanding of the insurgency. Tenet faced question after question from both Democrats and Republicans about pre-war intelligence on Iraq. Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia, the Democratic vice chair of the committee, had this query for both Tenet and the DIA's Lowell Jacoby.
We basically invaded Iraq because of our concern about the presence of weapons of mass destruction, and also the question links to al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. It now appears, at least to this senator, that Iran actually had closer links to dangerous terrorist as well as much more advanced WMD capabilities than Iraq did. So how would you compare, the two of you, the threat posed by Iran today? Is Iran a grave and gathering threat?
Tenet said the Iran and Iraq situations were apples and oranges, and that the appropriate response to each is for policymakers to decide. As several more senators proceeded to grill him on the CIA's record, he finally offered this.
We're not perfect, but we're pretty damn good at what we do. And we care as much as you do about Iraq and whether we were right or wrong, and we're going to work through it in a way where we tell the truth as to whether we were right or wrong.
Senators also wanted answers about a New York Times story today, alleging that the U.S. failed to aggressively pursue a tip more than 2 years before 9/11. The Times reported that German authorities gave the CIA the first name and the phone number of the man who steered United Flight 175 into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Tenet said he couldn't go into great detail in public testimony, but he did say this.
In 1999, the Germans gave us a name, Marwan, that's it, and a phone number. And we didn't sit on our hands, and I'm not going to go through the rest of it in open session. They didn't give us a first and a last name until after 9/11.
Overall, Tenet said this year he's optimistic. He pointed to progress in the war on terror. Senator Rockefeller pressed Tenet, Mueller and Jacoby on that point, asking each of them whether Americans are safer today than 1 year ago. All three answered in one word, yes. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.